Smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. All right, now come on, boys and girls, and have some fun with Happy Hank. Say, we want Mother in here on our party, too, so come along, Mother. All right, now, you can help us have our fun today, and here's our little pal, Squeaky.
Well, hello there, girls and fellas.
And, well, here comes our dog pal, Popcorn. Yes, sir, Popcorn, you can say hello to all the boys and girls. Jump up on the chair here. That's the idea. Oh, Popcorn says he feels doggone good. And Popcorn wants to know if I have a song.
Say, that's a swell idea, and I know just the song, Happy Hank.
All right then, Squeaky, you name the song.
Okay, how about Noah's Ark?
Hey, that's fine. Now, boys and girls, here's a dandy song about Noah's Ark and all the animals. Now, you listen. Old Noah built himself an ark. There's one wide river to cross. He built it out of hickory bark. There's one wide river to cross. There's one wide river, and that wide river is Jordan. There's one wide river, there's one wide river to cross. And the animals went in two by two, there's one wide river to cross. The elephant and the kangaroo, there's one wide river to cross. There's one wide river, and that wide river is Jordan. One wide river, there's one wide river to cross. And now let's see. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, what's the matter, Happy Hank?
Squeaky, what do you see under that chair?
Under the chair? Oh, that's just my cap. I guess it fell on the floor.
Well, I guess it did. And where does it belong?
Why, it belongs on the hook in the closet. But I was in a hurry, and...
Yes, I know. You were in a hurry, so you just threw your cap on the chair, and it fell on the floor. And look at those funny books on the floor.
Well, I was going to put them away.
Well, I think we'd just better have a pickup race. Hey, turn on the magic electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay, here she goes.
Now, you hear that buzz, boys and girls? Well, that means I'm looking at you right through your radio, so stand back now so I can see if you need a pickup race at your house. That's better. Well, just look at the big crowd we have with us today. Oh, fine. And look at all the well, are those toys and books and papers on the floor? Well, I guess I caught you that time. But let's have a real pickup race and help Mother clean up the things that are out of place. You can turn it off now, Squeaky.
Okay.
And now, let's all line up in front of the radios, and when I blow my whistle like this, then we'll start marching around the room, and we'll pick up the toys and papers and magazines and coats and hats and things that are on the floor and on the chairs and tables, and put them back where they belong. Now, Popcorn will keep time and tell us when the race is over. Then we'll check up and see who won the race, the boys or the girls. Oh, say, what's the score, Squeaky?
Oh, I thought you'd ask me that, so I'm ready to tell you.
All right, then tell us. What's the score up to date?
Well, the boys and girls have both won the same number of times, and that makes it a tie.
It certainly does. Yes, sir, that means that we ought to have a really exciting race today. So attention, boys and girls. And now, I said attention, I mean stand up straight. Now here goes the whistle. And forward march. Left, 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 right, left, 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 right, left. Pick it up, bumpty-bumpty-bum. Pick it up, bumpty-bumpty-bum. Pick it up, put it up, lay it on the shelf. Don't leave it for mother, but pick it up yourself. Left, left, and a left, right, left. Say, hurry up there, boys and girls, so you can help your side win. Now look under the chairs and tables and pick up those dolls and put away those toys. And there's a book on the chair. And how about those pencils on the floor? Say, pick it up, this is lots of fun. Pick it up, let's keep on the run. Now if you are finished and don't know where to go, just turn around and march right back to the radio. Left, 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 right, left, 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 and left, right, left. Say, you still have a few seconds left, but oh boy, you're going to have to hurry because Popcorn is looking at the clock. He's standing right up on his tiptoes. He's getting ready to bark at him in a second, and there he goes. Oh, me. I talked so fast, I thought I was trying to beat him to it then. Well, there he goes anyway, and the pickup race is over, so turn on the electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay, here it is, and I hope the girls win.
Oh, why do you want the girls to win?
Because I like the girls.
Well, all right, turn on that eye. There it is. And say, we had a wonderful pickup race today. Yes, sir. All the boys. All right, now, all the boys who finished when I blew the whistle, put up your hands. Oh, just look at them. Say, that's good for you, boys. Put your hands down. All right, now, let's have the hands of all the girls who finished on time. Well, say, that's wonderful. Turn off the eye, Squeaky.
Yes, sir. Did the girls win?
No, Squeaky, the girls did not win.
Oh, me. Are you sure you counted right?
Well, of course I counted right, but cheer up, the boys didn't win either.
Oh, you mean it was a tie?
Yes, sir, it was a tie. That's exactly what I mean. It ended in a tie.
Well, hooray, I'll mark the tie on our scoreboard then.
All right, that's fine. And what's that? Oh, here comes Popcorn with our birthday cake. Well, aren't you a little early, Popcorn? All right, then. Popcorn says this is the birthday of one of his dog pals. Now, we'll just have our birthday celebration right now, then. Now, the candles on the cake are all burning. First, I'll turn on the magic eye. Now, let's see the hands of all the boys and girls who have birthdays today. Now, don't forget those birthday smiles, big ones. Oh, my goodness, we've got a lot of birthdays today. Well, put your hands down. Say, I'll bet you like to get birthday presents, don't you? Well, of course you do. Oh, it's fun to open up birthday packages and see what you got. Well, I just happen to think I have a birthday riddle, and it's a good one, too. Now, here's the riddle. Listen. When should you kick about a birthday present? Now, that's the riddle. When should you kick about a birthday present? All right, then. Now, you try to figure out the answer, and I'll tell you the right answer at the end of our program today. Now, let's get back to our birthday party. First, now, make your wish while I make mine, and we'll blow out the birthday candles. Make your wish. I wish that... All right, take a big breath. One, two, three, blow! And out go all the candles, and that brings us to our birthday song. And let's sing it now for the boys and girls who have birthdays today, good and loud. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Yes, sirree, a happy birthday to you all. And now, do you know what time it is? It's time for another chapter in the adventures of the two young cowboys who are looking for the lost mine, Squeaky and Sputters. Now, remember last time, with their pal Rocket, they were locked in the dark tunnel by the explosion set off at the entrance by Black Tom, the outlaw, and his gang. Both flashlights burned out, and the boys were plunged into absolute darkness. Well, Rocket got out his good luck rabbit's foot, but Squeaky and Sputters thought stumbling along in the dark tunnel looking for a way out would be better. Suddenly, Squeaky, who was leading, came to a bend in the tunnel. As he rounded the bend, he gave a shout. They were saved. Listen.
Yes, sir, look, fellas, we're saved.
Hey, I see it. Yes, sir, that's all we needed. That's another entrance to this tunnel.
Boy, oh, boy, I knew this here little old rabbit's foot was going to do the trick. Oh, thank you, you little old rabbit's foot, you.
Say, do you know what happened? This is a new entrance to the tunnel. It must have been opened by the explosion.
Yes, sir, I think you're right, Squeaky. When Black Tom's gang set off that explosion at the other entrance, the blast was so great that it blew out this wall and made a new entrance.
No, sir, that ain't what happened. It was my little old rabbit's foot just naturally kicked that wall out and made that new door. That's what it was. I'm telling you that this is a powerful little old rabbit's foot.
Well, we don't care how it happened. You can give your rabbit's foot the credit if you want to.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do. That ain't all I was going to do. I was going to get out of here right now.
Hey, now, wait a minute, Rocket. No, sir, we've got to take a look around outside first.
Hey, that's right, Squeaky. Black Tom and that gang of his might be hanging around outside.
Well, now, you follow me, and I'll sneak up and take a peek outside.
Well, I'm going to get me a big rock. Boy, I sure would like to bounce a big rock off of that old Black Tom's head.
Hey, do you see anything, Squeaky?
No, sir, not a thing. The coast is clear. Come on out.
Oh, man, just look at that moonlight and listen to dim crickets.
Yes, well, we've got to figure out what to do now. I'm in favor of going straight back to where we left our horses, and maybe they're still there, and we can head back to the SRS ranch.
Hey, then that's a good idea, Squeaky, because if Black Tom and his gang have left, they know that we're still in the... They think that we're still in the tunnel, and they'll think that we're sealed up in there by that explosion.
Say, they might head for our ranch and try to steal our cattle or burn down the ranch house. Come on, let's find our horses.
Yeah, let's find some beans and ingredients, too.
Okay, now... Oh!
Well, what's the matter? What's the matter, Sputters?
Oh, I was looking in a bump, my shin against that rock. Oh, now I guess we'll have to walk on one leg.
Oh, you'll be all right in a minute. Hey, what's that you're looking at, Rocket?
Huh? Well, I don't know. It's just something I found right here, but this rock where Sputters bumped his shin. Do you know what it is?
Say.
Hey, that looks like some kind of a key.
Well, it is a key. It's a key to a door. Let's see. Sputters, look what it says. I can read it in the moonlight. It says, Desert Hotel, Ghost Town.
What's that? Ghost. No, sir, I ain't going. I ain't going. I just ain't going, I tell you.
Well, now, say, what is a key to a door doing up in this wild mountain country? You be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. And now remember, boys and girls, I'll tell you the right answer to our riddle today at the end of the program, so you keep thinking about it. Remember, when should you kick about a birthday present? Oh, that's a good one. Say, I wonder if you know what comes next. You know, we have a dandy slogan song. Oh, boy, and let's sing our slogan song right now. It says, always be careful of the furniture. That's a swell slogan song, and I know we're all going to remember that when we play indoors. So tune up your voices and get ready to sing our slogan song, always be careful of the furniture. Say, I'll bet Mother's really in favor of this slogan song, too. Huh? Aren't you, Mother? All right, now tune up. Dee-um-pum-pum-pum-bum-bum-bum. Here we go. When you have a rainy day and must stay inside to play, remember to be careful of the furniture. Chairs and things are quickly scarred. They don't look nice when they're marred. So be careful of the furniture. Attention, boys and girls. Here's the answer to our riddle today. Did you get it? When should you kick about a birthday present? Well, the answer is when you receive a football. Now, you be good, be careful, and smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry. It won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man Trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.